All right, we wrap with Royce. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays on the Mackey and Judd podcast. You can find Royce Unchained, Royce on Baseball, and Monday Night Sports Talk, all part of the Royce Unchained podcast feed. And Pat, we saw a team get outshot 40-14 last night, including 90% to 10% possession in the second period. But the Wild grinded out a gritty win to extend the series.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's the weirdest sport there is. And I have now decided that the pucker factor has moved to the favor of the Wild, right? The series basically changed when the Wild got a goal and these guys scored 15 seconds later or something. And now last night you get, the Vegas is going to go out and beat them. And Kaprizov comes back and scores some seconds later and they end up with a 3-1 lead. And it's the weirdest sport there is. There's no doubt about it. You can outplay a team like they outplayed them and still keep hitting the goalie with the puck. That's what happens, you know.
And Phil and Pat, last night's game was the stereotype of everything that you guys talk about this sport. We had the shots 40-14. We had Parise bank the puck off Fleury's ass and in.
Yes.
Like every stereotype, if you guys were to write an SNL skit on a hockey game, last night's game basically lived up to that.
Yes, yes, and that's okay because that's what it is. Do you know what happens, fellas, if the Wild gets to Game 7, don't you? You know what the Wild's all-time record is in Game 7?
3-0.
Well, Pat, yeah. the hockey whisperer here went on the record before the series and said, 7 games, Wild win, it'll be a Kevin Fiala game winner in overtime of Game 7. It's looking pretty good right now.
Kind of an Andrew Burnett type of deal, or Darby Hendrickson, or Nino.
Nino did. It was a double OT, and by the way, Hockey Whisperer called that one as well, and it specifically said double OT, Nino Niederreiter winner, if I'm not mistaken.
Was that double OT, that one?
I think so.
Nino? Was it? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was double OT.
I don't think so. I didn't know that. That was who? Colorado, right? That was 2000.
Yeah, that was Colorado. Yes. That was Colorado.
Well, it's a very forgiving sport. The way that thing bounces around there, it's a very forgiving sport. There's no doubt about it.
I will say this. If you go and look at the similarities between Patrick Waugh in 2003 in the first round and Fleury, Fleury grew up loving Waugh. I believe Waugh, Pat, at the time that we covered that series together, was 37. Fleury is now 36. Like, there's a lot of spooky similarities between those two guys, great Hall of Fame goaltenders. It would be something if the Wild basically came close to ending the careers of two guys, because Waugh didn't play again after that. Fleury will.
No.
But there's a lot of things that between those two guys
is Fleury as emotionally nuts as Rod was?
No, I think crazy. But he grew up
he's
loving
more of a calm guy. Yeah,
but
it's hard not to. But as good as he was as a goalie, he was better as a coach. I loved him, man. I loved watching him.
He wants to come back.
He was insane. First game ever that they played was on TV for some reason. Was it against us? I don't know.
Against the Ducks, and he collapsed the glass, right?
I was watching. Yes. He went like insane the first game ever, and I said, this is what you need, the good old-fashioned nuts. We don't get the real nuts coach anymore, do we? The insane one. I mean, Torts was, goofy. You get the guys that are easy to hate, but the real insane pounding on the glass type of guys, you don't see as many of those things.
It's that damn cancel culture, getting rid of all the fun hockey coaches.
Yes. Well, yeah, what the hell? You somehow won that game, so why not sneak up on them? And you'll have how many are we going to let in on Wednesday night?
I think we should let them all in at this point. What's the? We're all vaxxed.
12,000 last night in Vegas.
They added 12.
12,000.
Yeah, almost.
Oh, okay.
But a good, very big crowd.
Mm-hmm. Boy, a lot of wild fans made the trip out there too. I saw pictures and videos of all the bars in and around like the outside area of the arena, just packed with wild jerseys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Say, you think it's time for Edmonton to trade Connor McDavid?
I'll take him.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Can't win a playoff game, man alive. How long that thing lasted? Like 6 hours, right? That was third overtime, second, third overtime.
Yeah, third, I think it went three. Overtime. Yeah.
It did.
You think that's good, Jack? You think three overtimes of playoff hockey is good? When these guys are dragging their ass around the ice like me walking around the block, for God's sakes. They're playing the same speed that I am walking. You know, it's incredible. I was trying to figure out the pucker factor though, and how great it is in hockey. And of course, it's because goals are so, you know, important. But I was comparing it to soccer. But in soccer, you know, you're walking half the time, you're jogging up there. You got all that time to get unpuckered, right? In hockey, you don't have the time to get unpuckered. That's the difference.
Constantly puckered
because in soccer, you don't have to worry about the bad bounce when a guy's out in the middle of the field walking, right? But in hockey, if you're 2-2, you always got to worry about the bad bounce, right? So that's what you're fighting against. It's amazing. Yep. Say, gents are fighting twinks. Big rally last night against the Sergio Romo closer type guy that Baltimore had, but what do they do here now? Larnick has to stay. That home run was unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's
right. He's like 25 too, right? I mean,
I know. He's not a kid. But do you see where that ball went?
Apparently it's only like the third or fourth time someone has hit a ball in that area of target.
And it didn't look like he leaped at it either, you know. And Kirilloff has to stay, right? You got those two guys.
Yep.
So you either got to get rid of Cruz or Sano, right?
That's a tough decision there.
Okay.
But I mean, Sano is, you know, you got to get somebody to take him.
Yeah.
But it might be easier to who spread the rumor that Tampa might want Cruz. Somebody was
John Morosi floated. I think Tampa as a team. Idea. Now Morosi's just listen. Twins Twitter tells us that John Morosi and Feinsand, these guys are just making stuff up, but.
Heyman, I trust Heyman, though, and I don't know if he's been on that one or not because Heyman is connected with the Twins pretty good.
Sure. But, yeah, apparently the Rays were in the bidding at least once in one of these free agency years with Cruz, and maybe even both times the Twins got him. They tried to get him in free agency, so there's probably some trade interest there.
But with Cruz here, I mean, he's the guy that you want to give a chance to, you know, this is probably it for him or close to it. You know, there's no sense in him being around all summer on a team that's buried, right? Let him go somewhere and try to win, right?
Agreed.
Absolutely.
The Rays always seem to lack that one extra bat too in these playoff series, and I mean, he would be a great addition as the cleanup guy or wherever they would put him.
Most amazing organization in American sports, though. They've now won 11 in a row. And you look at them and say, huh? Okay, they got Glasnow, who they're going to have to trade after the year's over, right? I mean, he's magnificent. But how do they do it? I don't get it. You look at them and you say, huh? Joey Wendell or whatever his name is. What the hell? It's just it's amazing how they figured out how to do this. And they had a bad stretch at home about 3 weeks ago, and I was listening to one of their games on Saturday afternoon. I was driving around, and they're on the MLB Network, and the guys there were complaining, man, I don't know, and now they've won 11 in a row. So it's
Well, listen, have some faith in the Twins. Fangraphs has them now at a 10% chance to make the playoffs. They're up to 10% again, so.
I'm sure most people are focused on hockey, but I did see Mitch Garber hit the right field line on a
yep.
the beginning of the game. And I said, ah, what was that? Where'd that come from? Unbelievable.
Yep.
They're playing right. a little better. They're playing a little better.
Okay. It's not as horse bleep as it was.
No, you can, you can watch it. Yeah, a little yep. bit. So, all right.
All right, Pat, see we'll ya. Catch you tomorrow. Bye. See ya.
See ya.
That's Rapping with Royce here on Mackie and Jet.